Time once again for the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams, ruralintelligence.com. One site to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what is coming up in the future in our region. And once again, we say good day to Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you today.
And it's, as always, a great pleasure to be back, Marshall, and with a lot to talk about again this week. And there were some big, big concerts and big festivals. So, yes, we are really in the swing of summer.
Well, let's start off in the southern portion of our area, and that is Kent, Connecticut. Once again, they are at it. They have the Kent Sidewalk Festival going on August 2nd through the 5th.
Yeah, obviously you can go there for shopping, for entertainment, food. There's a car show, raffles, there's a library book sale, and more. And I will say one thing. We go to Kent on a regular basis, and this is the real sign of a town that's bustling and booming, and it's got a really strong downtown area with great stores, great restaurants, and whatever it is. And Kent's shops have really got their act together as well. They're offering a whole lot of not-to-be-missed sales in this sidewalk festival. There's something to do for the health enthusiasts. I mean, I saw that one thing. There's a company called Different Yoga, and they're going to have a trapeze demonstration in downtown as well. And Rhythm Fitness's Pilates and Bar Class will have a demo on Saturday afternoon in the downtown area. Just stepping back for a second, all the exact times of the activities are going to be posted on the Kent website starting on August the 1st. But I do know a couple of things, and people might want to just sort of keep this in the back of their mind. So Park and Recreations will hold their final free summer concert on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the Kent Town Hall, and that's featuring the Joint Chiefs. They're great fun. On Saturday afternoon, Heather and Tobias will play acoustic music on the porch of the Kent Station Pharmacy. The Kent Memorial Library are going to be holding their book sale. By the way, you're going to be able to purchase a raffle ticket for a 2003 BMW Z4 Roadster. So that looks good. And the last thing I'm going to mention is that the 8th annual Kent Car Show is going to take place on the Saturday the 4th, starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And that's on Kent Green. And that's really popular because you can really see some fantastic antique cars and great fun there. So go to Kent, check out the antique and vintage cars, but also the music and food and shopping as well. So it starts on Thursday, August the 2nd, and runs through August the 5th.
Well, we're going to head to North Adams. We're going to go to the far northern reaches of where we cover. Mass Mocha presents Blondie.
Yes. This is my type of music. I love Blondie and Debbie Harry, who I couldn't believe how I'm 63, and it turns out she is 73 years old, and I've had a crush on her since I was about 10 or so. So anyway, she's those hits that include Call Me or One Way and Another and Heart of Glass, still this band remains a force to be reckoned with. The best example of this, in fact, is that last year the band released its most recent album called Pollinator. It was named one of Rolling Stone's 20 best pop albums of 2017. So just absolutely amazing. And it's all at Mass Mocha on Friday, August the 3rd, up in as you say, in North Adams. And there's the other nice thing is that there's a really popular band of women from Northampton called the And the Kids. And they are going to be opening for Blondie. So that's going to be popular as well. It all starts at 7 o'clock. It's going to be really crowded, I think, because this will be a big draw. So get your tickets online. You have to go to the Mass Mocha website to do that. But it should be absolutely, if you're a Blondie fan, this will be the concert for you. That's Friday, August the 3rd.
Now, we've been to the southern reaches, we've been to the northern reaches, now let's head out west, young man, out west, not that far west, but Annandale-on-Hudson, Bard Summerscape.
Yes, this looks like it's going to be a fairly amazing series of events, as it were. on August the 3rd, that's Friday, August the 3rd, and Saturday, August the 4th. So Bard Summer Scape is hosting the return of the House of Whimsy. Now, this is an edgy and irreverent evening, and they call it of divas and deviants from the downtown performance scene. And they've all been selected and will be introduced by MX Justin Vivian Bond. Now, just a quick word about Justin Vivian Bond, who is a transgender artist living in New York City. Justin Vivian is amazing. As a performer, both on and off Broadway, Justin Vivian has received immense number of sort of accolades and awards, including an Obie in 2001, a Bessie in 2004, a Tony nomination in 2017, the Ethel Eichelberger Award in 2007, Justin Vivian received the Peter Reed Foundation grant and a foundation for the Contemporary Arts Grants to Artists Award. And that's just the start, because Justin Vivian has also authored the Lambda Literary Award-winning memoir Tango, My Childhood Backwards and in High Heels. Justin Vivian has been in films in John Cameron Mitchell's Short Bus in 2016, Sunset Stories 2012, High Maintenance 2016, The Get Down in 2016. Justin Vivian has also had a number of solo exhibitions of watercolors and sculptural installations and live art. So believe me, this is going to be a wild and fun evening. You won't go out of there having had a quiet, relaxing time. It is going to be full on and really fun. I think it's great of Bard Summerscape to get this whole House of Whimsy on it, organized for the weekend. So that's Friday, August the 3rd, and Saturday, August the 4th.
A weekend in Norfolk comes up once again, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
This is a lovely, lovely town, and I think it's we don't often get to talk about it. There are, as you know, a couple of performance spaces there, and we obviously mention them from time to time. But on this coming weekend, the Norfolk Artists of Friends Art Show is on again, and this is their 10th annual exhibit at the Battle Stockel Gallery. And as usual, it features work by members of the Norfolk Artists and Friends. But this year, they've got another additional 10 guest artists as well. So if you want to get there and view them, you can do that on Saturday and Sunday. But there is an opening reception on Friday evening, August the 3rd, from 5 o'clock. You'll have to get tickets for that, obviously. And you can do that on their website via Rural Intelligence if you have a chance. And it's really a lovely little exhibition, quite understated, but the art in the past years has just been lovely as well. So that's this coming weekend, starting on Friday evening, the 3rd, running through Sunday, the 5th.
We'll head to Jacob's Pillow also on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Well, a few years ago, Jacob's Pillow started Weekend Out. And this is their annual LGBTQIA plus weekend. And it's a whole celebration. And the nice thing is that there are lots of free events. This year they have a Trey McIntyre film, and Trey McIntyre is really popular at the Pillow. He was a wonderful dancer, and on top of that, he had a wonderful dance company that were based in Boise, Idaho. Unfortunately, they've closed down, but they really just were beautiful dancers with big, expansive dances, really popular at the Pillow. He's moving on to other things as well, so that will be important. But then there's a special performance by the dancer and poet Ian Spencer Bell. And there's going to be a big dance party hosted by Tyler Ashley, who is the Dauphin of Bushwick, and who's quite a character as well. So all sorts of events. You're going to have to go to the Jacob's Pillow website to check out what you fancy and see. But if you, it's a big, nice celebration, and it's really turning into being a wonderful annual celebration as well.
August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, it's their 30th anniversary year, the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival in Hillsdale.
Well, it's going to be jammed there at Dodds Farm on, that's 44 County Route 7D, as you say, in Hillsdale. So the festival this year is going to feature people like Dar Williams, the Adam Ezra Group, John Gorka, Tom Paxton, lots of other artists. I mean, masses and masses of artists, lots of food, other vendors. Remember, there are four stages, and you almost, again, to find out what you want to see and when it's on, you are going to have to go to their website and check it out. They also have an emerging artist showcase as well. That's going to have at least 20 emerging artists as well. This, as you know, it's going to be jammed. If you like folk, if you like folk rock, this is the place to go to. As you say, this is a real celebration this year as they sort of continue to grow and develop as they have over the last few years. So that it starts, actually, you can start, I think, camping if you want on the Thursday, but it really gets into full swing on Friday, August the 3rd, and runs through Sunday, August the 5th.
On August the 4th in West Stockbridge, it's the Turn Park Art Space. It looks like a trunk sale. What's going on there?
Well, it's the Phoenicia Flea. And we mentioned the Turn Park Art Space last week, and suddenly I noticed that they're getting their act together with all sorts of different events. And I saw this. It's a Phoenicia Flea is a nomadic market of makers and merchants from the Catskills, Hudson Valley, and beyond as well. They're coming in to the Turn Park Art Space, and they're offering a tremendous selection of handcrafted items. I mean, everything from food, drink, jewelry, apparel, accessories, apothecary. I think I've done all the A's there. Housewares, furnishings, all sorts of vintage items as well. It's going to be a great fun flea market, but it's a bit more than just a flea market. It's something you can take the whole family to and enjoy, and you also get to see the Turn Park Art Space, which is really lovely as well. So that starts at 11 o'clock and runs till 6 o'clock on both Saturday, August the 4th, and Sunday the 5th.
Well, we've got the Wasaic Project Summer Festival coming up on August the 4th as well.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite organizations in the area as well. They really have managed to bring the town together to celebrate art, and everyone seems to be involved in it. So the Wasaic Project is active all year round, but they particularly have this summer festival. This year it's on August the 4th. It's their 10th. They make the point that they have back-to-back-to-back-to-back performances from 6 different bands and 10 different dance groups, all followed by a slew of short films as well. They have a big summer art exhibition on, which is called Change of State. They are going to be open all day at the festival, they have a big art nest, which is really fun to go to. It's a free art making space for kids, so it's a wonderful opportunity to take the kids as well. And by the way, everything is 100% free, so that's wonderful. Now, it starts at noon, and I will tell you, it will go on late. So there's a lot to do in Wasaic on Saturday, August the 4th.
From Wasaic, we'll head to Germantown on the 4th, the Claremont State Historic Site.
Yeah, there are a couple of my favorite small museums are having events on Saturday. So the Claremont State Historic Site in Germantown is bringing the Luminary Dance Company to town. It's a family-friendly performance on the grounds featuring newly commissioned work inspired by Claremont's history and landscape. Alongside is a whole selection of repertory favorites from the Luminary Dance Company as well. So there's a bit of classical and a bit of contemporary as well. Now, just a bit of history on the Ska Dance Company. It was founded in 2010. It's based in Boston. And they really are award-winning, and they have modern and contemporary dance mostly. But it has rarely been hailed for their bringing in of all sorts of light into dance, and it's just light and airy. So it really is inspiring. And this particular space is also just a beautiful spot as well. So it starts at 3 o'clock on August the 4th. That's Saturday, August the 4th. At the Claremont State Historic Site. You'll obviously get much more information from their website if you need to get there a bit early and wander around the site as well.
On the 4th as well, we go to Monterey. The Bidwell House has their summer gala.
Yeah, this is the second of my little favorite smaller museums, the Bidwell House Summer Gala. This is a wonderful house which was built, its first house built in the Monterey and Turingham, actually. It was built in the 1750s. It's now been turned into this wonderful little museum full of items from that original period. This year, the gala is going to honor Jill Horner and her husband, Yo-Yo Ma, who have a house in the area as well. And it includes live music from the O-Tones. There's cocktails, there's hors d'oeuvres, there's silent auction. It's all being held at the former Berkshire Summer School of Art. So it's not actually at the Bidwell House. Do go onto their website to check out the details. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, runs till about 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. There'll be lots of food there and cocktails. And it is usually a really fun event celebrating a lovely little museum.
Now, we're all in search of Utopia. Well, you can find it on the 4th in Pittsfield.
Yes. You know, Hancock Shaker Village has really ramped up its activities, and they all need to be paid for, unfortunately, or fortunately. And so their summer gala this year is more important than ever before. And this year, the annual gala is going to feature cocktails in the garden at 5:30. And this is a wonderful gala, wonderful garden, as you know, because it was founded by people who really believed in a utopian future. It's all going to be followed by a seasonal summer dinner by the chef Brian Alberg in this amazing round stone barn, which is a fantastic feature of the Shakers. I'm not sure whether the Shakers would approve or not, but there will be dancing and all sorts of activities afterwards. So it should be a great fun evening on Saturday, August the 4th, up there at Hancock Shaker Village with their Utopian Summer Gala.
And then we wind up in Hillsdale, Kasana Tea House.
Yeah, this is slightly different, but I thought I'd mention it because we know certain towns are just booming. And Hillsdale, which is a small town, is just full of activities one way and another. And there are a couple of new stores have opened, and the Kasana Tea House is really a wonderful space. And I'm hearing great things about the food there as well. So in Hillsdale on Saturday, August the 4th, the Kasana Tea House is holding a talk called Creative Science by this amazing award-winning international ceramicist and artist called Paul Chaleff. And when I say amazing ceramicist, he is somebody who's likely to make a massive outdoor sculpture, the size of a tree. At the same time, he is making small pottery arts and items as well. And by the way, a lot of his pottery is actually used at Kasana, and I think you can even purchase some of these items as well. So his sculptures are in all the best museums, as it were. I mean, they really are held around the world. So he is somebody that should be listened to on ceramics, and really interesting, has a really interesting take on all these things. He's talking at 6 o'clock, and then there's a dinner at 7:30. And this space is really just lovely at the Kasana Tea House in Hillsdale. As I say, it all starts on Saturday, August the 4th. But if you're in Hillsdale, do pop in. There is wonderful food and coffee and a wonderful space as well.
And that will wrap up our look at things in the area. Just a slight look at some of the things you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
I look forward to it, Marshall. Thanks very much.